Ryzen reports 500K installs and reach across 122 countries. Ryzen says its stablecoin spending app has passed 500,000 installs and grown 4 to 5x across core metrics in 2026 in a milestone update posted to its official X account on August 13th. The company frames the numbers around a single pitch, the all-in-one shop for your dollar banking. Combining a U.S.-issued Visa Platinum card, USD and EUR account details, and in-app investing. The install figure and the growth multiple are the concrete claims here. The live in 122 countries line needs a caveat because it describes app availability, not who can actually get a card. The gap between 122 countries and 49 passports, Ryzen issues its card through Third National as a collateralized charge card. Your stablecoins sit in a smart contract wallet you control on Polygon, Optimism, or Arbitrum, and secure what you spend at 0% APR. Eligibility for that card follows your passport, not your address. As of the company's own help documentation, 49 nationalities qualify, concentrated in Latin America, the Caribbean, Africa, and South and Southeast Asia, plus the US, Japan, Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, and the UAE. Europe, India, and Nigeria are excluded on passport grounds. So a reader in one of the 122 countries who holds an unsupported passport cannot open a card, while a supported passport holder living abroad can. The growth number is real. The coverage claim is looser than it reads. Install growth signals durability. Not a better deal. Ryzen runs 3 plans, and the milestone does not change any of them. Standard is free with no cashback, and full 1.7% international fees. Gold, $399 a month, discounts those fees and pays 1% back, capped at the plan fee. Emerald, $699 a month, cuts international costs to roughly 1.02% and pays 2.5%, again capped at 1 month's fee. The cashback works as a rebate on what you pay for the plan, not as income, so a bigger user base does not shift that math. Scale does matter for one thing. A payments app that is growing is a payments app more likely to still be running next year. For a non-custodial card where you spend from your own wallet, install growth is a rough proxy for durability, though it is no substitute for the licensing and reserve questions that decide whether a card program survives. The read for cardholders. If you already hold a Ryzen card, nothing about your fees, cashback cap, or eligibility changed today. If you are weighing one, the useful takeaways are the ones underneath the headline, the $1 virtual card entry with code spend node, the passport-based eligibility list, and the fee offset structure of the paid tiers. Check your passport against the supported list before the 122 country figure raises expectations it cannot meet.